With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It is already being considered one of the biggest storms in modern-day history, and it's far from over.
It is a unique storm in the sense that it is so widespread. It was affecting areas all the way from like New Mexico, Texas, and it all the way into New England. So we're talking like a 2,000-mile spread with heavy snow, heavy ice, and then also some somewhat significant sleet.
National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Santarelli. More than 60 CEOs of Minnesota-based companies signing an open letter posted on the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce that for local, state, and federal officials to, quote, work together as businesses grapple with how to address tensions in Minnesota right now. Two prominent women launching political campaigns in Minnesota. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
Former NFL sideline reporter Michelle Tafoya kicked off her campaign for the U.S. Senate last week. She's seeking the GOP nomination for the Minnesota seat being vacated by retiring Democratic Senator Tina Smith. Tafoya has long been active in the state's Republican politics. Meanwhile, Democratic U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar has filed paperwork to run for governor of Minnesota, positioning herself to succeed Governor Tim Walz, who announced earlier this month that he will not seek a third term. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new Gallup poll finds American workers adopting artificial intelligence into their work lives at a remarkable pace. 12% of adults say they use AI daily in their job, while nearly half say they use it a few times. That compares to 21% who were using AI at least occasionally a few years ago. This is SRN News. Well, most pastors seem to be going it alone.
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, 52% of America's Protestant clergymen do not seek any help from outsiders in doing their job. Amongst those who do seek help, 22% say they have a personal mentor, and 17% have engaged a spiritual advisor. Others see a therapist or a life coach, a few see a marriage counselor. The Barna poll also finds that most pastors prioritize leadership and finances over personal development. Michael Harrington reporting.
It has been a year now since Syrian dictator Bashar Assad was driven from power by a coalition of Muslim radicals. Assad provided a measure of protection for Christians in the country, and it's unclear what the future will hold. International Christian Concern says, quote, the situation and safety of believers in Syria continue to be precarious. This is SRN News. Well, TikTok finalizing a deal to create a new American entity, avoiding the looming threat of a ban in the U.S., where more than 200 million Americans are users. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The social video platform has signed agreements with major investors Oracle, Silver Lake, and the Emirati investment firm MGX to form the new TikTok U.S. joint venture, which TikTok says will operate under defined safeguards that protect national security. U.S. TikTok users can continue using the same app. President Joe Biden signed a law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. if it didn't find a new owner in the place of China's ByteDance by a January 2025 deadline. TikTok went dark for several hours, but President Donald Trump signed an executive order to keep it running while his administration worked out an agreement for the sale of the company. I'm Donna Warder.
And more details at srnnews.com.